Which one do you think's better for sweeping up?
Stick broom. Now them old people, some of them old people never, they still believe in them straw broom.
Talking about that broom, let's say if you had that broom in a corner and the door was open so you couldn't see the broom, and if I was looking for the broom, you'd say the broom's
back of the door.
Mm-hmm. You ever lost a broom that way?
No, I don't know if I have. Mm-hmm.
What about, you know, years ago on Mondays, women generally did just one thing. What was that? They set aside Monday for doing what?
Wash day.
Wash day. They did the washing and ironing then?
Well, they iron later on in the week.
Is there just one word you could use for that, you know, doing the fiddling with the clothes? You say you're doing the...
That's the only thing I ever heard of talking about.
Or what about if there were a business downtown that did that sort of thing? What would you call it?
Washteer.
Washteer? Have you ever heard that called a laundry?
Well, a laundry's where you carry your clothes and then they did it.
And they do it?
Yeah.
And wash the tear, you do it yourself.
Yeah.
What about, what do you have to climb up outside to get to the porch from the ground?
Doorstep.
What about if you were inside and you're in a two-story house and you want to get from the first floor to the second floor, you'd have to climb up the
stairs.
Climb up the stairs. So, you call them stairs inside, but you call them doorsteps outside. Talking about, would you call that area out there where you can sit and rock and watch people go by?
That's the front porch. Mm-hmm.
Have you ever heard people call that anything else?
Veranda.
Veranda. You were talking about one a minute ago that you said went. You said this one went all the way around.
three sides on south, east, and north. So we cut this porch off. Mm-hmm.
And you still call it a porch, regardless of the fact that it went pretty good way around. Is it possible to have, for some of these large houses with more than one story, to have a porch on the outside on the upper level?
Yeah.
And it'd still be called a porch?
Yeah. I didn't even call it a porch. Mm-hmm.
Does it make any difference if it's open or screened in, it'd still be called a porch?
Yeah.
Have you ever heard people call a porch a stoop?
No, I don't know that.
What about, did you mention gallery?
Well, there's lots of houses that got gallery.
Mm-hmm. What does a gallery look like?
That's a gallery that always ends up a certain story.
Mm-hmm. What about in some houses, they don't have big porches like this one, but it's just a little place, you know, barely big enough for one person to stand on right outside the front door. What would you call something like that?
Well, I don't know. I've heard it called anything, but I don't remember what they called it.
Wouldn't it be called a landing? Or what's a landing?
Yeah, I've heard it called anything, but I don't know now what they called.
Okay. If I came in the room and I left the door open and you didn't want it to stay that way, you tell me to do what?
Shut the door. Break the door.
Close the door, maybe. What about these things on the outside of a house? They're boards that kind of overlap each other like that?
Weatherboard.
Weatherboard. Have you ever heard people call those anything else? You ever heard it called clapboards?
No, I don't know.
Or maybe, is it the same thing as siding?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What do you call this part of the house that covers the top? It's all the what?
Roof. Mm-hmm.
And what about these things right on the edge of the roof that carry the water off, you know, when it rains?
That's the eaves of the house.
Eaves of the house. Are those things built in or are they suspended?
Yeah, most of them built in. built with the top.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever seen these houses where you have different slopes of the roof?
Yeah.
What do you call that place where the slopes come together?
Valley.
The valley? And some people had these little buildings out in back of the house. They might keep the stove wood in or their tools or something like that. What would you call a
storage room?
It's a storage room. Have you ever heard it called the shed?
Yeah. Not in the shed, but that's, when you say the shed, that's mostly a place. Put that stuff in the cellar.
Let me get that out of your way so you can stretch it out. You know, before the days that you, when you had indoor plumbing, what did you call a toilet outside?
Most people call them privies and outside house and toilet, outside toilet.
Mm-hmm. You ever hear people call it anything special if they were just joking about it or something like that?
No, I don't know that.
I think I'll just let this tape run out. It looks like it's about through.